In the southeast Ukrainian city of Slovansk, pro-Russian militants have detained a number of OSCE observers, journalists, and local officials. Ukrainian authorities say they have been taken hostage to deter the military from attacking. But Ukrainian political analyst Sergei Slobodchuk disagrees.
I don't think that they had a far-reaching plan to use them as human shields. They did not take enough hostages to protect them if the military takes action.
Slobodchuk says the separatists do not fear retaliation from the military or police in the region because neither group is strong enough, nor do these security forces want to get involved in what they see as a political power struggle. Igor Damon, the police spokesman for the city of Donetsk, says authorities are using dialogue rather than force to deal with the protesters who have taken over government buildings.
We are negotiating with them, and the main goal for us is to prevent bloodshed. Everybody should understand that if either side takes up arms, this can grow into a war against brothers.
Separatists in Slovansk say they want to exchange their prisoners for pro-Russian activists who were arrested in Kiev. Bogdan Ovcharuk with the human rights group Amnesty International says his organization is calling for a full investigation into these detentions.
And from the reports for what we've seen, that these separatist groups are using people as a bargaining chip is appalling. It's unlawful, and this should be tackled urgently.
Amnesty International says both pro-Kiev and pro-Russian groups have been involved in illegally detaining people, and there seems to be no national authority to be able to stop either side. Brian Patton, VOA News, Kiev.